Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Well, this particular hour is very important. The last keyword for now is coming up at around 5:20. If you want to win that inflation bonus cash of $1,000, this will be it for now. It ends today. It may come back someday. It may have a different name. But we do this from time to time. And as John tells you every day, don't text. Don't text.
I already know the word.
What?
Well, I have the secret word in front of me.
You better not utter it. I don't know what would happen if somebody entered it now anyway. Too early. It would be discounted.
I don't know.
We will have the voice line. Right after that, there were two rounds of callers like there usually is. You'll hear what we strung them together, and you'll see what's on their minds this week. We're going to start the hour, though, by talking about the Puzzler. Yesterday afternoon, we had the sheriff of L.A. County, Alex Villanueva, on the show, and he told us in our interview that so far their investigation of the man named Nicholas Joseph Gutierrez, he is the Diamond Bar guy, 22 years old, who drove his car into a group of police cadets, recruits, who were out there on a jog. 25 of them were hit. 5 in critical condition. Well, he said our investigation so far looks like it's a deliberate act. Intentionally rammed into the recruits as they were on their morning training run. We're like, wow, all right. Hours later, word came, he's been released. We'll play this story last night from Mary Beth McDade from KTLA, and what the reporters have been doing is going to the Gutierrez home in Diamond Bar.
She tried to talk to him.
She did, so let's listen.
Security cameras capture 75 L.A. County Sheriff's recruits out for their Wednesday morning run, and then an SUV crosses to the wrong side of the road and plows into them. Hours later, the SUV's driver, 22-year-old Nicholas Gutierrez of Diamond Bar, was arrested for attempted murder on peace officers. However, sheriff's officials are now telling us that he was released tonight due to insufficient evidence.
Why did you run into the recruits? Can you tell us why you crossed over to the other lane and ran into the recruits? Can anyone give us a comment? A lot of people want answers.
The LA County Sheriff described the chaos that ensued after the crash, which left 25 injured, 5 of them critically.
There were several that were just knocked out cold. Of the most severely injured, the deputies themselves transported immediately via radio car to the nearest trauma center.
He says 7 recruits are still in the hospital. 2 remain in critical condition.
There's one at University of California Irvine Hospital, underwent surgery this morning, and for extensive fractures of the legs. We have one and our probably most biggest concern, and that's recruit Alejandro Martinez. He's at St. Francis Medical Center. He has had surgery yesterday, and he's still in critical condition. with obviously a major trauma to the head and multiple fractures as well.
There was no class Thursday at the academy, where a new banner now hangs expressing love for the recruits.
How do you even process how something like that happens? Just, it's numbing.
No alcohol was found in Gutierrez's system. However, they are still trying to confirm if he was on any controlled substances. Now, there had been a rumor circulating out there that he was a former recruit, but I've confirmed with several law enforcement sources that that is not the case.
That's from Channel 5 and Mary Beth McCain.
You know, you hear a story like this and you immediately get pissed off and you figure it's some George Gascon maneuver, right? And I understand they can only hold him for 48 hours, and it takes a while to get the evidence because it's complicated. He ran over 25 people, right?
And they want that black box from the car.
And they got to look at that.
And then they got the toxicology as to whether or not he was stoned. So,
right.
You know.
But your first reaction is, you know, only in L.A. County, right? Only in L.A. County does a guy on camera run over 25 people. We all saw it on the news. And, of course, he's out the next day. Now the sheriff's department has probably completely surrounded his house, and there's no chance he's going to get away. But it just still pisses you off because I don't know why. I'm just for swerving to the other side of the road. Can't you hold him on that?
The sheriff said because it is Gascon, they want to put together a pretty lock-solid case. And they didn't know if they could do it within 48 hours, so they just had to let him go until they can put together the exact charges that they think are necessary in this case. My favorite here is, as usual, the El Segundo Times talked to Lori Levinson, the professor of criminal law at Loyola Law School, who said, Villanuevas, you said the word deliberate. It's pretty vague. I don't know. Deliberate sounds pretty specific.
Deliberate means you did it on purpose. What is with her?
What we need to know is, did the individual have, in the language of the law, the specific intent? Did he have the purpose to run over these recruits? That's the question that has to be answered.
In other words,
may have to provide motive, too.
What does it matter? What does it matter? He ran over 25 people head on. He was on the wrong side of the road. He was going in a straight line. It wasn't a last minute lost control of the car situation. It wasn't like the brakes failed or anything. He went to the other side of the road. He's driving parallel to the car curb. He's going straight on. You could miss it. It's 75 people running at you. Stop it. Stop trying to parse every phrase for its legal purpose.
He says they might want to look into whether or not he hated the sheriff's department. He had a bad history with the department, scattered information about the recruits and their training schedule. They might want to look into all this.
You know what? Why don't you just look at the end result? There's 25 guys lying on the ground, five of them very seriously hurt. A couple of them might have permanent injuries for the rest of their life. Just give him 2 years for every body he hit. Throw him away for 50 years. Why is that so complicated? Stop microanalyzing everything and coming up with complicated excuses or all the alternate possibilities. What a stupid society. Just
now,
look,
it's
look
very
what he
likely
did.
He will be rearrested. We all know that.
In another
and
era,
hopefully he doesn't flee.
Another era, people in the neighborhood would have taken care of him right on the scene. Instant justice, street justice.
You figure all those recruits could have been pretty worked up after they got run over, but
yeah, you know,
50 of them weren't hit. Prosecutors have at least 1 year to file misdemeanor charges from the date of an incident and 3 years to file most felony charges. Violent felony crimes have longer statutes of limitations, and some under the penal code, like murder, have no statute of limitations. And as you heard the sheriff say there, one of the men that was hit's in pretty bad shape. We hope for his recovery, but the case right now is suspicion of attempted murder. Wasn't that the original? You know, I wondered why when that came out yesterday, that was the charge, and I was like, that doesn't sound very specific. It was kind of a vague suspicion of attempted murder of a police officer. So what they're going to do now, and it may take weeks, is try to put together a more specific, bigger case. It looks like CHP is also aiding the LA County Sheriff's Department in investigating what happened there. Because he also has no criminal history. Now, that's another reason that people can get released.
I hate that. Well, I that's another thing I don't understand. I just don't accept it. Who cares if he has a criminal history? Just look what he did today.
Well, that's the idea of a flight risk. If he has a criminal history, then, you know, he might try to bolt from this one. because his life has already been pretty bad. But we think he lives with that family in Diamond Bar. That's where Mary Beth McDade and the reporters were when she tried to get a word out of him. You can see he wasn't saying anything.
They should have a sheriff in his bedroom all night. You don't want anybody falling asleep and him slipping out the back window and climbing a tree and jumping into the neighbor's yard.
We can't blame Gascon yet because his office has gotten nothing. Good old Tiffany Blacknell, who's the spokeswoman for Gascon, said in a statement that the prosecutor's office has been in contact with the sheriff's department and CHP, but they've advised us they would not be presenting a case at this time. They would be releasing
Gascon's office. It's 25 potential cops. How upset do you think those people are at Gascon's office?
Well, I'm hoping because they're human beings, they would at least be,
not human beings.
What did Steve Gregory tell us earlier in the show? LAPD Chief Charlie Moore thinks that Gascon's changing his ways, right?
First I heard of that, I want proof. That's what I told Steve. I said, show me the proof of all these cases that he's now prosecuting with the enhancements. The gun enhancements, the repeat.
Did he reverse all of his memorandums? Remember those memos he put out with all the things?
I don't know. I don't know if there's new memos or this is just a whispered policy that's going from room to room. But I want to see the actual cases that are being filed. I want to see their names. I want to see the prosecutions, the convictions, the penalties. I'm always figuring that people are leaking stories and spinning stories and trying to create new narratives. I don't trust anything I hear from anybody.
Well, it's assumed he's going to run again, so maybe he's trying to make it appear that it's a new era.
This is his last year to make a positive impression before the campaign starts for 2024. So he's been a complete disaster for 2 years. Right? Two full years now. He's got one more year to try to make people forget.
All right. When we return, that's right. The final key word that you need to possibly win $1,000 in inflation bonus cash. That'll be followed by, of course, Friday at 5:20, The Moist Line. John and Ken Show, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
One more thing. We're going to give away four packs of tickets to Disneyland.
Oh, there you go.
We're talking magic. Magic is the holidays at Disneyland Resort. KFI wants to send you to experience the festive joy that you've been dreaming about and longing about. Magic is Sleeping Beauty's winter castle covered in festive lights. It's Disney's Festival of Holidays and Disney Viva Navidad Street Party. Magic is the holidays now through January 8th. Tickets and park reservations required. Visit Disneyland.com for important details. Offering subject to capacity restrictions. Change without notice. Keep listening for your chance to win here on KFI.
All right, we're rolling right along. It's Friday. It's time for round one of the Moist Line. Just leave a message. There are two ways you can do it easily. Use the iHeartRadio app. There's a microphone icon to leave a message. Call the old toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86.
And this is Ken. We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
I heard you guys being all upset that Karen Bass won. Think about the guy who spent $100 million to lose to her. Is she so bad? How does Caruso lose to such an idiot? Figure that out.
Is Ray just some, like, greasy, grimy guy who hangs out at strip clubs and, you know, goes on cruises and gets in the community hot tub and hangs out in dive bars? We ought to know more about Ray. But we never hear from him. Where's Ray? Where is he?
It's going to be Biden, Fetterman, 2024. It's a no-brainer.
Absolute proof that the L.A. government is unbelievably corrupt. L.A. City Council members earn $207,000 a year. United States senators earn only $174,000 a year, and the vice president earns $197,000 a year.
These people that voted Democratic, they may have second thoughts this winter when they don't have any money for heat and they're freezing.
The Metro Service is much like our city itself. It's full of
Oh, Biden's moving migrants all over the country in planes. You guys are heads. You know that? You guys are f***ing morons.
I look over, I'm on Ocean Boulevard in Long Beach, and here's a guy hanging on the side of a art piece and squatting and, doing his business. the security guy walks over to him, and the guy just goes off on the security guy with his pants down to his ankle.
I've never understood why businesses are contributing to these politicians that have done nothing to help them. Big business is probably woke, so they're probably getting contributions from them. I don't know. But why is it happening?
Someone please tell Little Debbie that the postman was only trying to make himself a club sandwich out of the turkey.
Yep, that Karen Bass. She's a real freaking winner, isn't she? Her and her fake damn scholarship. Nobody cares about that, huh? We all know how she got them votes. How you just trickled in all of a sudden.
Ken, every single freaking time John's trying to tell a story, you interrupt him. And then his little pea brain doesn't go back and finish the story. Why can't you slow down? My God!
We need more dying sperm.
What's
too many people here?
LGB, Luna, Gascon, Bass. Somebody call the IOC and cancel the Olympics. LA just put on the exit bag.
How bad can a turkey hurt you? He could have shooted it away with the club. This mailman needs to man up.
Good news is that murders went down in LA this year. The bad news is that you guys reported that Sheriff Villanueva just conceded defeat. So I'd be pretty curious to see where the murder rates are this time next year.
Caruso thought you could defeat a Los Angeles career Democrat political hack by running as a Democrat yourself? 100 million up the flume. Man, you learned nothing from the failed Meg Whitman campaign.
Gavin Newsom, Rob Bonta, Karen Bass, Robert Luna. Thank you, Satan, for dumping your evil spawn on us.
Wow.
You know, I just looked up, and there's about 2 million registered voters in the city of Los Angeles, and the race for mayor is being decided by less than 700,000 people. Where are the rest of you lazy?
Zelensky needs to go. We're tired of fighting Biden's war.
You guys are talking about Alec Baldwin. You know, nothing disgusts me or makes me angrier than murderers. Nothing disgusts me more than murderers. And that is what he is. He is a murderer. That family should have never settled. It was his fault. He killed her, and he said he didn't even pull the trigger. So he's lying on top of that.
Oh, man, LA, you are so screwed. Oh, God.
Thank you for leaving the message. Please hang on.
Response, I think, to Karen Bass winning, I don't know.
All right.
He said, LA, you are so screwed. Look, I don't want to interrupt your stories. You go ahead. You know.
I don't remember having an unfinished story.
I there's probably sometimes when you're going in a direction and I just kind of pull us back in because we're running out of time or something. I don't know.
I don't know. If I think of something, I'll let you know. Nothing. I've noticed.
Apparently, I haven't offended you then.
No.
Like, you know me.
I'll just keep going anyway.
Yeah, you're the man in the home. You'll tell the story whether people are sitting there with the microphones on or off.
I don't care if we're 15 minutes late on the news break. I'll just, you know.
All right, when we come back, the head of Target says we had a bad quarter. One of the reasons is organized crime and theft rings. We'll also talk about that big arrest nationwide of people involved in train cargo theft. And there's a quick update coming on the Idaho College student murders. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
The 12th annual KFI Pastathon is on. Because you've been so generous, Chef Bruno's charity, Katerina's Club, provides more than 25,000 meals every week to kids in need in Southern California. You can donate at pastathon.com. You can go and shop at any Smart and Final store in California, Arizona, and Nevada. You donate at checkout. Neil Saavedra is going to be at the Smart and Final in Orange this Saturday from 2 to 5 o'clock at 1401 East Catella Avenue. You can go to any Wendy's restaurant in Southern California and donate. And you can go see Tim Conway. His show is going to be live 6 to 10. On Giving Tuesday, November 29th at the Anaheim White House. 100% of your donation goes to Katerina's Club.
The end. Here's a quick update on the gruesome story of the week, the murder of four college students at the University of Idaho in a place called Moscow, Idaho. By the way, it's a really big house. Did you see the pictures? It's like 6 bedrooms, 3 baths, several floors. It's a very big house. So part of it was there's several ways to enter And one of the women that's like the property manager says she's entered before and with their headphones on. They don't even know she's in the house. It is believed that they were stabbed to death while they slept and there was no sexual assault involved. The development tonight is that one of the victims called a man named Jack six times just before she was murdered. At 2:26 a.m., Kaylee starts to call Jack, and this is according to Olivia Goncalves. She is the sister of one of the victims named Kaylee. She said to Inside Edition, she described Jack as a young man. Kaylee calls Jack six times between 2:26 a.m. and 2:44 a.m. From 2:44 to 2:52, Maddie calls Jack three times. Then Kaylee makes a final call to him at 2:52 a.m. Just throwing that out there. Kaylee has photos with a young man named Jack posted to her Instagram account. In one post, an Instagram user left a comment insinuating the man's involvement in the crime, but we have no information.
Well, who's he supposed to be?
Either the boyfriend or some sort of male friend of one of the victims.
Oh.
She was calling him repeatedly, not long before they believe she was murdered. So that's just something to throw out there.
Yeah.
There was also a mystery man, and it's the same woman, the sister of Kaylee Goncalves, is this woman, Olivia. She looked at that footage of them at the food truck.
Yeah.
And she picked out a weird-looking guy. She told the police that they should interview. A man lingered nearby shortly before they and two others were found stabbed to death outside this food truck. He was identified by the police. They've interviewed him. They said he's very cooperative, so they don't really have any concerns about him right now. It just shows you how just anything is possible. They're studying. And now you have, remember, what was that that girl that got killed by her boyfriend? The laundry killing? Remember that one?
Oh, Gabby Petito.
Yeah. Remember everybody was like trying to solve the, looks like they're doing it again. They're out there trying to solve this.
Well,
this is the sister of one of the victims. You can understand that.
You start from the inside out. Who are the closest people, the ones who are emotionally involved with any of these girls? Boyfriends or...
yeah, because this is an ugly crime of passion. Somebody was really worked up over something.
Or guy friends who've been rejected. That's where you go first, because...
Then why is she calling Jack six times, you know, in a few minutes? I mean, just saying hello and goodbye, or is there something going on there?
That indicates there's some personal dispute going on. Somebody
Stop hanging up on me, right?
Yeah, somebody's anxious, somebody's upset, somebody's trying to get through, and somebody else isn't listening, or they're having an argument, they're getting mad at each other. I don't know. Somewhere in that realm.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know...
We'll keep an eye on that.
Quarter to 3 in the morning, I just want to go to bed. I'm not going to get to it.
Target Corporation said it's dealing with more theft and crime in its stores. They're going to have to invest in new training and technology to deter criminal activity. They just put out their quarterly earnings call, and they blame criminal networks for thefts and inventory shortages in their stores. They said they expected the shortages to reduce their gross margin by more than $600 million this year.
$600 million of theft?
Target's a massive operation. I don't know what their revenues are, but...
Oh, I mean, that is a lot of, like, stolen stuff.
Yeah.
Which means the $600 million went into those crime rings.
Crime incidents are up 50% from a year ago at Target stores.
There's no laws against it.
Target has more than 1,900 stores in the United States.
You know,
So it's not just California?
Oh, no, because this wave of woke prosecutors and woke legislators, they have, you know, neutered the justice system in many states and cities. I mean, you can get away with murder, literally murder, but you can get away with stealing a lot of stuff in New York City. You can get away a lot in Philadelphia, Chicago, you know, Portland. There are no laws in any of these cities. And, you know, the business community has been so feeble because the business community has largely gone woke, too. Not the small business people, but the larger stores. They ought to be banding together and demanding more police and more arrests and sentencing. And they should be thrown in prison longer. But all the corporate heads went woke. So, okay. There you go. You fund all the woke politicians. This is what you get.
They're specifically citing organized crime retail rings, and how that differs is that you actually will send in sometimes groups of people, and then you already have the whole fencing operation worked out. So The whole thing operates like a real organization.
And they emanate out of gangs. Here in L.A., they do. You know, that's a spinoff of all the other businesses the gangs are into. I mean, that's what they do all day. What they do all day is come up with ways to commit crimes and get away with it and make it profitable. They're businessmen.
Meanwhile, they announced yesterday that two theft rings that netted more than $18 million worth of merchandise that was stolen from railroad cars has been dismantled. That's what they say. Months ago, you remember the big story occurred in a neighborhood of Los Angeles known as Lincoln Heights, where you could see the rubbish of the torn open containers all along the railroad tracks. That was, everybody looked at that photo. That's what Gavin Newsom, remember, he went there to help clean up.
Yeah, I know. Was that one of his roll up the shirt sleeves?
It was, like
photo
he was painting
ops.
Graffiti over. He was also there trying to pick up the trash along these railroad tracks. The task force, this is nationwide, made more than 700 arrests and recovered millions of dollars in stolen goods. This has been going on for months. They just announced the results. It involved, of course, the California Highway Patrol, LAPD, the Sheriff's Department, and a whole bunch of law enforcement agencies. But they had to get to the heart of this, because eventually whoever steals this stuff, they're just working for somebody where they bring it back to and they get a cut. And then that person loads up all the stolen merchandise and then fences it somehow, usually online. They'll try to sell it.
Yeah, they do it fast.
Right.
I mean, they've got their own eBay stores.
They arrested, there were two organized fencing rings at least. Two dozen members of those rings were arrested, half of them charged with crimes involving burglary and receiving stolen property. The operations reached as far east as Texas, and some of the stolen goods made their way to Mexico.
there's a whole network set up, and so that's why you have to put these guys away for a long time. I mean, I was kind of stunned when Steve Gregory came in earlier, and he said he'd gone to this news conference. And he and a number of other reporters were finally getting on the police saying, yeah, it's great you arrested these guys, but are they going to really go to jail? Are they going to really stay in jail for a while?
Well, that's director of Public Affairs for Union Pacific said that in a letter to Gascon. Charges are reduced to misdemeanor petty offenses. The criminals released after paying a minimal fine.
Misdemeanors equals no jail time in L.A. County. That's
like a
policy.
Citation, right?
Yeah, because it used to be 6 months or less for misdemeanors, and then they suspended that sentence. And so nobody gets any time in jail for a misdemeanor. And, you know, we got to see what these guys plead to, because, you know, you have to have the evidence to make felonies stick. But felonies mean you go to state prison, and the entire system works against throwing thieves in state prison.
And usually what they do is they try to get the top of the food chain with the serious charges so they can really end the operation. I mean, the guys that actually go there and pull the boxes off the cargo trains, those aren't the big operators. They're just working for somebody else.
And you know, I usually get irritated by this kind of talk, but the guys who run the trains have to step up and start securing the trains better.
That's what Gascon said to them.
Well, he's got a point. I mean, the primary duty is with law enforcement. But also Target, for example. And I don't know what they do. I will tell you this. Like, I go into a pharmacy, right, the one in my neighborhood, and, you know, they're starting to lock certain things up. And that's really irritating because you have to call for an employee to open up the panel.
Oh, that's terrible.
And there are no employees there. And there are no employees even to check you out at the register. I mean, I was in a line for about 15 minutes today, just buying little trivial things.
Oh, I go to all the self-checkouts if I can.
There's no self-checkouts. This is a big-time chain. There's no self-checkouts at this one. And I'm thinking, you know, you got to hire people. You got to have people work in the registers. You got to have people available in the aisles, because they will see the thieves. Most of the aisles, there are no humans working in the store anymore. And I've thought about many times, like, you know, I could just grab anything here and stuff it into my coat and load up and run out. Nobody's ever going to stop me. No one's ever going to find me.
All right. When we come back, we go out the door with the Moist Line, folks. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app. Well, as we do every Friday at the end of the show, we call on the Moistline people to close it out. You leave a message, it's easy. Use the iHeartRadio app. By the way, John, we're coming up on the holiday music themed Moistline.
Oh, that's always the best time of the year.
Right after Thanksgiving is when we'll do that. Until Christmas, we will play a holiday theme in the background. You use the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or you call the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. So, the new mayor is Karen Bass, and the new sheriff is Robert Luna. Now, Los Angeles is officially...
Not to worry, Karen Bass is going to smile, and she's going to hire a strategist to take care of the city, and the county supervisors, they can go take that training course to be peace officers since they want to be sheriffs, and we all know that there's more crime when there is a full Luna. Hang in there, L.A.
Is L.A. that stupid to keep voting for stupid people? Karen Bass? And the sheriff? Like, are you kidding me?
Congratulations, Los Angeles, now known as the city of the Three Stooges, in your last three mayors. You have Tony Villar, Eric Yoga Pants Garcetti, and Karen the Joker Smile Bass. Hey, good work, you guys. Hope you're happy.
We want John for president. John for mayor. Let's get rid of all these wussies, John. Nobody cares about none of that race stuff. All we care about is working, paying the bills. We need to get over all this wussy stuff.
Nithya Raman, the crazy L.A. City Councilwoman. She's an embarrassment to her family and all the immigrants that came from India that fled the socialist nightmare over there.
Having a job while you're in prison is on a volunteer basis. They do not have to work if they choose not to. They can go to school, they can hang out in their dorms. They don't have to work. It's a choice.
Regarding giving prisoners a higher wage for working, you know what? Let's give them a living wage, right? Everybody needs a living wage, and then we'll charge them rent and utilities for the cell they live in.
John, what am I going to do with you? You're missing the mark again. Yes, we should definitely pay the prisoners to work, because then they can use that money to pay back their victims.
It's 2022. Ballots are ridiculous. We should all be voting electronically. Log in. Everybody's got a phone, even homeless people. Everybody can vote electronically.
Hacks.
And it'll assure only one person one
Russians
vote.
Will hack.
I'm a black woman, California native, and I'm disappointed that Bass was voted into office. Many people voted based on her race and her gender alone, and that's a disappointment to me. And I want your audience to know that black people are not a monolith and we all don't vote the same.
So there's 3 million cats in the city of Los Angeles, and they all got together and they said, what do we want? And they said, how about fish? Fish, we want fish. And said, okay, let's vote for Bass.
So can Christmas come early this year with this article from The Hill saying that Newsom will replace Harris as VP and then Biden will step down? So the most entitled, rich, white man in the Democratic Party will just be given the presidency?
The guy that ran down the police cadets is out of jail while the cadets are in the hospital trying to survive. That's one of many reasons people are leaving California. Where is the justice?
Thank you for leaving
your
message.
Gone.
Please hang up.
It left.
Goodbye.
Walked away. All right, well, there you go. That's the Moist Line for this week. You leave a message for the iHeartRadio app or call the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Tim Conway.
Hey now.
Yeah. Hey now. Steve Gregory's coming on with us. He's going to talk about the guy that plowed into all those recruits with the latest information on that.
Yeah, and he's as free as you are.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
You know, like, I didn't drive into anybody, and I'm free, and that guy drove into, you know,
25
people at least. And you know what saved a lot of those kids? Is if you watch the replay of that accident, the car hit a phone pole or a light pole.
Yeah.
And that's how it stopped. But if he didn't hit that light pole, it may have been another five or six kids that were, you know, run over.
Yeah.
Neil Savage is coming on, the Fork Reporter. He's got a big live remote tomorrow at Smart and Final to raise money for Katarina's Club. Dave Coons, the car guy that Car Show is opening up. That's a big deal. Alex Michelson. Your boy, Alex Michelson?
Oh, yeah, it's Friday.
I don't know. I think he's your boy. And then Rod Pyle is coming on.
You know, that Vandenberg rocket was supposed to launch last night, and they canceled it, and they canceled it tonight. I think that Elon Musk has a lot on his plate.
Yeah. I liked him better when he was sending rockets out.
Yeah, he's got rockets. He's got the
Twitter
company.
Away.
Tesla.
Why does anybody want to fuss
Tesla?
Over Twitter?
I don't know. It really is crazy.
What's the point?
Why would you want that job? And why would you pay $40 billion for it?
Yeah, for that company.
Yeah,
I don't understand.
I don't know.
No, they all quit today, apparently. So.
I see nothing appealing about trying to regulate all that nonsense.
You know, for $1.7 billion, he could have bought Jack in the Box.
Is that right? Is that what it goes to?
I think it's only, if he bought all the shares, it's like $1.7
billion. That's a good place.
If I had billions of dollars, I'd buy a burger chain.
Buy Jack in the Box. All the employees are cool, you know? They don't talk about politics all day.
No.
They're just making the tacos and the fries. And
they don't censor people.
That's right. All right. And if he wants to work out, you know, he can work the speaker at Jack in the Box. That could be his voice.
That's a good job.
Dig dog.
Dig dog with you.
There we go.
Do we got sports-wise, Ken? I know you're a big Ram fan. What are we doing this weekend?
Well, they're on the road, so I don't have to attend the next debacle.
All right. But I
bet
you're
the Saints.
I bet you're watching all three games on Thanksgiving, though, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't get to the early one because I'm just doing other things. But
yeah, it is too early.
It's Buffalo-Detroit, though, I think. Yeah.
Oh, Buffalo-Cleveland in Detroit.
Yeah, Buffalo is playing Cleveland in Detroit this Sunday, but then they're playing Detroit on Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, I like watching games in the snow. I know, but get excited
but
to
they
see
had
that.
4 feet of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
they're football players. They're men.
Right.
Come on.
Toughen up.
They couldn't get to the stadium.
4 feet.
Dig dog.
That would be great. All right, Conway's next.
Dig dog.
Michael Kors has the news.
Alex Michaelson.
Have a great weekend, man.
State 2, Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.